Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Zion. Sanhedrin Daf Zion, and we are on Vav Mabez. We'll start with the first medium line of Vav Mabez. There's a lot to talk about today, so let's see how much that we can get in. Okay, so we started discussing yesterday the Sugya Pshara, the Sugyas of different opinions. Rabbi Yosef Engel even has a piece where he discusses this Gemara, where he says it's one of the Gemaras that have a machlokas mikatsa el akatsa. It's unusual where you have two extreme shitas. Usually you have shitas and machlokas that they're arguing about something, and they're not so far from each other. But here you have opinions. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosef Lili, says it's asur to make pshara. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says it's a mitzvah to make pshara. So that's somewhat unusual, but that's the Gemara. And we're going to have other opinions that say it's a rishus, it's somewhere in the middle. We didn't have a chance to get into in the last year, it seems, relating to the sugyas of Shinui and a lot of the Rishonim, the Achronim discussed, the Meiri here regarding the sugya of if somebody steals the wheat that makes the bread, you can't make a bracha. Ein ze mevarech ela minoitz. So that sugya relates to the sugyas of Shinui and Mitzvah Babaveira and that affects the bracha, but Hashem will come back to that at some point as we have discussed in other context. Okay, but now let us continue from where we are up to. First, medium line, last word. Vav Amabes. Rav Shimon Menasi Omer. Today's shir again is the Refuah Shleima Tova Mato Bas Chana Etel. Tova Mato Bas Chana Etel. Okay. Rabbi Yishimi ben Benassi Omer, Shnaim Shebo Olafanech Aladin. Two people come to for a court case. Ad Shalot Tishma Divrehem, before I even hear their opening remarks. O Misha Tishma Divrehem, or afterwards, V'iyato Yodeh Lecha Denote. But as long as I still don't know which way the din is going to go, Ata Rashoy Lo Marlohen, he could say to them, the dying could say, Tsu'u Ubitsu, Dupshara. You go do pshara, as the lashon we had earlier, the lashon of betzia has many different connotations, but one of them is pshara. But misha tishma devreya. But once you know which way things are headed, v'ati yodeh leichad adinota, and you know which way the din is leaning, I atara shaylo marla tzu bitzu. You get sharp pshara. Pshara can only be started at the beginning of the court case, but once it's going in a certain direction, it cannot. Shneemar poter mayim reishis madon. Like the pasuk says, poter mayim. Beginning of the discussion, reishis madon. V'lefneis galariv netosh. Before the machlokas gets into high gear netosh, then you could pull away from din and do pshara. Right? That's what the Rashi explains. Kodim reishis madon. Kodim shatisa v'titain bedin ptarota. Right, Natsheu v'radof achar shalom. So that's the pasuk. Kodem shiskal ariv ata yachol natsho. Before the riv becomes revealed and gets into high gear, you can pull away from din and do shalom. Mishiskal ariv iata yachol l'natsho. And if not, mishiskal, once it is revealed and open, then you cannot. Related to this, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish Omar, Shnayim shebo'la din echad rach v'echad kasha. Two people. There's a difficult Baal Adin and a soft one. Achlo Tishma Divrayem. Oh, Misha Tishma Divrayem. Viyata Diyote Lecha Denote. Before you hear their words or afterwards, but you still don't know which way the din's going to go. Ata Rashay Lo Marlem. Ein Aninis Kaklochem. You could recluse yourself and not take the case. You could excuse yourself and not take the case before the din process starts. It sounds like in this Gemara that once the din process is starting, once you have in your mind an idea, that it's too late to do pshara. So that was step number one. Step number two is, what if there's going to be a difficult case? So if one of the parties are difficult, before you hear their words, or before the din starts, so then you're allowed to excuse yourself. But once, second law, wide line, maybe the stronger one I will have to convict him, and he's gonna get mad at me, and he's gonna run after me. It's gonna be difficult. But once you hear their words, and you know which way the din is heading, and then I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a very difficult baldin, so you can't get out of it once it starts. Shneemar lo taguru mipnei ish. Before, because it says, don't be scared of anybody. Lo taguru mipnei ish. That is counted as a lo sase in the Torah. that a dayan can't be scared, a dayan has to paskin properly. What's amazing, though, is the Sifri. And the Rambam paskins, quotes the Sifri. The Rambam quotes, and again, this is also in Mishnah Torah, I'll read it from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lo Saseh Reish Ayin Vav, the Rambam says that one has to do the din, even if, sounds like from the Rambam, even if one's life might be dependent on it. Mitzvah Reish Ayin Vav, he should hizir adayin, shelo lira me adamazik, gozeim dover asak, velo yachtov alav adin vahemes. Don't be scared, just say the din. Avachayev ulachtochas adin, don't be scared and not do the din. Avachayev ulachtochas adin, velo yasim lev lo mashe yikra alav min ahezek me osoyesh. Don't focus on what might happen from that man. Amar Yisaleh, lo taguru mipnei ish. V'loshet Sifri, and then the Rambam quotes the Sifri, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if he quotes it, that means it's defining of the mitzvah. So you know, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't quote every detail of the mitzvah. He quotes a few ideas about the mitzvah, a few halachas, maybe certain halachas that reflect the essence of the mitzvah, that capture what the mitzvah is about. Says the Rambam, Lo saguru mipnei ish, shema tomar, misyare ani meish ploni, shema yahargeni, o es bini, shema yadlik es gedishi, o shema yekatzeitz es detiosai. Maybe he'll burn my field, maybe he'll cut down my trees, but the first line, maybe he'll kill me or my son. Tama lomar lo saguru mipnei ish. Torah says, no, don't be scared. That's the Rambam. The question is this for real? Is this serious? We have to, even pikuach nefesh, right? One has to give their life, even if one is scared for their life, that is somewhat unusual. So some achronim, the Bach, on Chosha Mishpat says, it's la dafka. Of course, it's not one of the mitzvahs of pikuach nefesh that you have to give your life for. So don't take it so seriously. Says the Bach, here in Simen Yud Beis and Chosha Mishpat, ein lecha davar sha'omim befei pikuach nefesh, v'safek sakana o hezek mamon. Right? If the money, okay, you have to give away all your money to not violate a losa say. But sakana, it can't be. So the Bach says, it doesn't really mean it. It means it's going to be very difficult, it's going to be challenging. Right? He says, Kipirish Rashi Iker, he quotes, Chshash Safi Sakana Safashas, Lo Ayri Kras. Not really talking about that. Fine. But the Pashas of the Rambam is more than that. So the question is, what exactly are we to understand? How do we take it seriously? So it's still a Chiddush Gadol, but the Yamshel Shlomo suggests, based on the Yamshel Shlomo, what sort of pshat that maybe we could answer. There is a Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Bava Kamma that is much discussed, and that is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara there tells the story, if you remember, of the Roman generals that came to learn Torah, and they were taught all of Torah three times, and as they were leaving, they said, everything makes sense, everything is perfect and great, but there's one halacha that we're not happy with. What's that halacha? Tikdaknu b'chol taraschem emesu chutz b'davar zeh, shatem omrim shor she Yisrael shenokach shor shokanani pater, shokanani shenokach shor she Yisrael, bein tam bein muad meshalem ezek shalem, miman afshach, so that halacha. We're not happy with that halacha. V'davar zeh einonu modiyem osal malchus, but we won't tell anybody, so don't worry about it. That's the Gemara. And the Tosfos and the Mefarshim asked two questions on that Gemara. Number one, how were they allowed to teach them Torah in the first place? Allowed to teach them Torah. Is there to teach a non-Jew Torah? Two Gemaras and Shas that talk about that one is not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah. So how did they get out of that? Tosfos has two opinions there. V'yim Tomar, Tosfos, Bava Kamma, Lamed Ches. V'yim Tomar, V'yamrina Bechagiga, Hamalami Torah Lovid Kochavim Over Ba'asei, Magid Dvarav Liakov. Two answers. Number one, Bal Karchach Asu Alpi Moshel, V'lo Nischai V'lim Saratzman. It's not one of the Yehari V'yavars. They did it, Pikuach Nefesh, so they did it anyway. Inami Asu Atzman Gerim. Or they converted. Right, that's what solves the problem. Okay, but according to the first day of Tosfos, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and that's why they didn't have a choice. Ask the Avshal Shlomo in Baba Kama, in Perak Dalin, I don't understand. So if it was Pikuach Nefesh, and that's why they had a teacher in the first place, isn't it also Pikuach Nefesh to tell them this halacha? Shouldn't they have, like, skipped this halacha or even lied about it? This is halacha that could have gotten them in trouble. Shor Shor Yisol, Shor 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 Akum, and vice versa. So they shouldn't have taught that. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, Gam Shamina and Mehai Braisa, Da Aser Lashanos Divrei Torah Af Kiyasakana, V'chayev Limsar Atzmo Aleha. There's an iser, what's called by the achronim, ziyaf haTorah, a misrepresentation of Torah. That also is pikuach nef. That is yahari val yavar. To misrepresent what the Torah holds about something, it's not allowed. To not tell somebody somebody's becoming about tshuva and somebody's becoming from, they don't have to know every single halacha right away. You have to tell them every detail of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashrus, right when they don't even know anything yet. Because that's also a misrepresentation. You can't put things out of perspective. But if somebody asks me what the Torah says about something to misrepresent what the Torah says, so says the Yom Shoshana, that's a problem. So the Yom Shoshana says, it must be they asked him about this halacha, and they couldn't lie, weren't allowed to lie. So he says, Lama lo yiru chachamim sheta'alil malchus arisha aleyem, halo timsa davar kasha kazeh, lomar b'fnei ha'umos. The Romans don't need any excuses. Skip a line. They asked about details. And they couldn't be, they don't have to tell everything, but if they ask about a detail, you have to say. Some might be thinking, so what about the Septuagint? What about the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes where the rabbis changed the 10 changes? Says the Avshal Shlomo, Hasa min Shamayah hu daskimu ba'adayu. There was min Hashamayim uke'en ruach hakodesh haya. V'chein isa hasam. The ode, and there also, they didn't change any halacha. They didn't change any halacha. It was a language issues. Elokim bara brashis. Instead of brashis bara elokim. Ese adam. Bitzalmenu kid Musenu. Right, all the differences that they, even the last one. Remember the last one, right? They changed our neves is they didn't write our neves is a not kosher animal because that was the name of Talmai's wife. They made a different animal. Okay, it doesn't say our neves is kosher. It just said it doesn't have the our neves. So therefore, they didn't change anything in lashon. Lo shinu davar shum davar mi mashma uto elas shinu halashon de lo yafku leminus. Right, aval lomer ala patr chayev ala hefech chayev kofer b'taras Moshe mali dibur echad mali kol Torah. So what does that have to do with us? Maybe suggest sort of the suggestion that if somebody is a dayan and they know which way things are going and then they don't give the answer that they should be giving because they're scared and they're in the middle already, that would be a ziyaf haTorah. Before the did starts, they have no idea what's going to be. Okay, you don't have to do the did, but once you're in the process. It's still a chiddush, but maybe that's connected to the ziyaf haTorah line. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, that's lo saguru mipnei ish, which we got into because the previous chazal had to do with pshara versus din. We continue now. End of the fourth wide line. How do I know that if there is a student sitting in front of his Rebbe, he sees a schus for an ani, right, a chove for an ashir, right, which is, again, the ashir is a stronger person, but still, you see, the Talmud thinks that the Rebbe is saying something incorrectly. Right, you can't be scared of anybody. And we darshin a little bit. Rabbi Chanin Omer, lo tachnis dvarecha mipnei ish. Don't gather in your words in front of anyone. Lo taguru, as we'll see, means to gather in. So don't gather in and hold back your words in front of anybody, even from an usher, who might be more difficult. V'yu edim yodim, and once we're on the topic of not being scared, the edim should know, esmi hein me'idin, v'lefnei hein me'idin, who are they testifying about, and in front of who they are testifying. Right? Esmi, what does that mean? Rashi. Ki'ilu hein me'idin b'akadosh baruch hu. Right, they're being made. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the Baal Din, right? Because if they're lying, they're going to cause him to have to get involved. And in front of who? Umi asili par mehem, and who is going to pay them back if there's a problem here? Shneimar va'amdu shnei anashim ashalohem ariv lifnei Hashem. So the dayanim have to know, the edim have to know who is involved. The yua dayanim yodim, and the judges also has to know. Efs mihem danin v'lifnei mihem danin umi asili par mehem. Who it is? Shneimar Elohim nitzav badas kel. The judges, the Elohims, are standing amongst the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they have to realize what the din is. V'chem b'Yehoshafatu omer, v'yomer el ha-shoftim, r'u ma'atem osim, ki lo la'adam tishpatu, ki la'shem. If they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, shem ha-yomer ha-dayin. So, you know, this can be pretty scary. So maybe the dayin should say, ma'li b'tzar hazeh. What do I need this for? I'm out of here. I don't want to be a dayan. This is too scary. Maybe a dayan would say that, and therefore says the dayan to himself, I'm going just not going to go into this profession. Tamalomar imachem bidvar mishpat. Ein lo l'dayan elamashi en avroos. As long as you're doing the job properly, so then, you know, you're not going to be punished. Ein lo l'dayan. Rashi says this is talking about beforehand. Be confident. Rashi, Eino Ladayan, Li Rova Limnoa Atzmoman Adin El Alafima Shein of Roos, Lidon Vis Kaven Lahotzio, Litzat Litzitko, Vala Amito, Vishuvla Yanish. Do your best, and, you know, beyond that is not in your control. The Marsha says, just adding on to Rashi, maybe it means even after the din is the din, right? First, Rashi is talking about don't be scared before the din, and the Marsha is after the din. Once the din is done, so then one should realize that you did the din, don't second guess. As long as you did the best thing, you know, one can live with it. Interesting, the Ramban, if I mentioned this last year, which was from the previous cycle, but either way, or relates to later too, but this Pasuk, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, the Ramban quotes that in a totally different context, that the Dayanim are always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to quote that by Adam Zomerman. In Shoftim, Dvarim, Yutes. The Rabban discusses the halacha based on the Gemara and the Mishnah in Maseches Makos of Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa. Only if the Edim tried to do what they tried to do, that's when they are punished if they are caught. But what if they succeeded, actually? So we pass it, right? It's not a Kal V'chomer like in Stukim, but no, Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa. If they succeeded, then there's no punishment. Or hargu ein herugin, as the Gemara says, makas dav hey. And ultimately, that sounds like a zeres hakasim. Sounds like how could it be, right? Kachazol akasher asa. So there are many different suggestions given why that's true. The sub suggests there's a kesef mishnah hilchas edus, which says that based on a smag that kachazol akasher asa means if they actually succeeded, then even a punishment is not going to help them, right? He bases it on the smog. The smog based on the Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin. If somebody puts some of their children, gives them to Molech, to the Avodah Zarah, so then they're Chayim Misa. If they give all their children, they're Pater. They're Pater, all their children. Says the smog, Godol Avono Minso. It's so bad. What you did was such a terrible thing. So then we say, you don't even get punished because even Misa is not going to help you. So Kesavisha says, maybe that's also like here. If you try, but you were caught, fine, you'll get punished. But if you were succeeded in killing people and giving them Malchus, you know, without being stopped, and you actually, did what you wanted to do, that's too far. So that's Kasha Zavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav I should say it's a machlokas whether it applies to Malkus, at least to Misa. But the Ramban has another idea. The Ramban in Yutes says, first he says maybe it's like Zeres HaKasiv, Vatam Vazeh, Bavor Ki Mishpada Edim HaMuzamin B'Gzeres HaShalit. Like we mentioned 2 days ago, right? It's one of the contexts where the Gemara says chidishu, right? There's only five or six places where the Gemara calls a context chidish, which we said davar asos rasaklal. So here too, v'idei kasha yavo shnayim v'yaidu aruve shoragas anefesh v'yavo shnayim acherim v'yazimu otam me'edusam tziva kasef sheyehargu. Why? Ki b'schuso shalruve sheyadaki v'tzalik ba'amaisa zeh. Ilu haya Rasha ben Mavis, lo itzilu Hashem miyad bezdin. Says the Ramban, it must be, if they were caught, that there was a reason that they were caught. It must be that Reuven is innocent. And if he was a Rasha, he wouldn't have been saved. Avalam nera Reuven, if he actually was killed, nachshov shahaya emes. We assume it's true. Kihu ba'avo no meis. V'ilu hayatzadik lo yazvenu Hashem biyadam. Because if he was really innocent, Hashem would never have let this happen for Bezdin to make such an egregious error. Kamo shamar akasuv, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado v'lo yarshienu bihi shafto. V'od, continues the Ramban, shalo yitid Hashem ha-shoftim ha-tzadikim ha-omdim lefanav l'shmok dam naki. He wouldn't have let the Bezdin kill an innocent person. That's where he quotes the pasuk. That is, the Ramban, based on our Gemara a little bit, MS. So Dayanu have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in their in their case as well. Good, we continue now. This, as we see, there's so much to say, but we try to do what we can. Third to last line. Now we get back to something that was said at the beginning of the daf. Says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Gemara Din. So, what is the Gemara Din? I remember it said on top. Said on top that as long as the Gemar Din did not take place, then you can do Pshara. But once the Gemar Din takes place, the top line said, Iyata Rashay Lipsoa. Says the Gemar, Hechidami Gemar Din. Amar Yudha Marav, Ishploniata Chayiv, Ishploniata Zakai. This is what Rashi quoted. The top Rashi quoted this Gemara. Right? When the Dayanim say, you are Chayiv, you are Zakai. Right? Up until that point, then Pshara is possible according to that opinion in the Gemara, the first Brisa. Amar Rav, Halacha Rav Shua Ben Karcha. The halacha like Rav Karcha that there is a mitzvah to do pshara. Eini is really true. V'harafuna tamidi derav have ki aviyosel kavi derafuna. And when people came in front of Rafuna, Amar Lui used to say to them, "Idina beisu, ipshara beisu. What do you want? You want din? You want pshara? You just give him the option." So Gemara said, and so how can we say the halacha is like Rav Shua Ben Karcha who says mitzvah? So Gemara answers, "My mitzvah nami to Amar Rav Shua Ben Karcha." Mitzvah l'meimer lahu, idina b'isu, yipshara b'isu. It's a mitzvah to say that. It's a mitzvah to give him the option. Not a mitzvah dafka to do it. Says the Gemara, if that's true, that's hainu tanakama. Isn't that what the tanakama says? Also, the tanakama says it's somewhat of a rishus. Right? Isn't that the same thing? Says the Gemara, ika b'inayu, mitzvah. The difference is there a mitzvah to mention it? It's a mitzvah to give him the option. It's even less. It's a rishus to give him the option. Says the Gemara, so the Tanakhama then is like Rav Shimon ben Asya, who also holds it's a rishus. That's what we started with today. That you start doing pshara if before you know which way the din is going to go. The difference is what Rav Shimon ben Asya adds. Misha tishma divrayem va'ata yodei aleichen adin note. Once you hear the words and you know which way it's going, that's the chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Asya that the Tanakhama might not agree with. Fine, this is all pshara. Says the Gemara, though, this understanding of the word betza is against the following opinion. Upliga d'Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi. D'Amar Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi, lo nemar mikra zeh el kenegen maiso ha'egel. The pasuk that uses the lashon betza is a reference to the cheta egel. What does that mean? Shene'emar Vayar Aaron Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanav. That's how we read the words of the Torah by the Egel. Aaron, so he built the Mizbeach Ma Ra'a, Amr of Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amr of Elazar. Ra'a Chur Shezavuach Lefanav. Instead of Mizbeach, it could be read as Mi Zavuach, from the one who was killed in front of him. Va'amar, and he said to himself, Aaron, after seeing Chur's nephew killed, says, Elo Shamana Lehu, if they don't listen to me, Hashta, or if I don't listen to them, Hashta avdu likid avdu bechur. They'll kill me too. Umekayim bi im yereg b'nikdash Hashem kohen b'navi. Right? They're going to kill Chur. They're going to kill me. It's going to be terrible for Klal Yisrael. Right? A pasuk in Echa, as in this daf yomi cycle, this pasuk, this daf is erev Rosh Chodesh Av. Appropriate. V'lo havi lu takato li'olam. They'll never be able to have a tikkun. Right? If they kill me, they'll kill Chur. And so Aaron says, muta avdula avdula egel. And according to this Chazal, Aaron knew about it, knew what was going to happen. Muta, better that they should worship the Egel. Efshar havilu takanta b'tshuva. Right? If they worship the Egel, there's some hope. If they kill me, there's no hope. And therefore, Aaron, so to speak, was Moser Nefesh, in a certain way, to be able to save Klal Yisrael. Stop there for a moment. First a smaller thought, and then a larger thought. And that is, according to this opinion, the whole pasuk of Pshara is talking about something, is talking about, the pasuk is talking about a different context, but just the end of the sugya, the Meiri has an important comment. Says the Meiri, Af al pisha Pshara nivcheres le'inyin dinim amenis, even though Pshara is a great idea, le'inyin iser ain't okay. There's no such thing as Pshara by iser v'heter. Either it's kosher or it's not kosher. Either it's aser or it's mutter. Pshara is only by dinim amenis. Like the Vilna Gaon points out in the Aderes Elio and Parsha Shoftim, the six answers that you could get to any halacha question. If we ask a rabbi, if we ask a rav a question, there's one of six answers. Aser, mutter, tamei tahar, chayev pater. Right, one of those six answers. So, says the Meiri, only by chayev and pater is there a middle ground. right? The other four answers are either Tameh or Tahar or Asur or Mutter. There's nothing in the middle. That's the Me'iri. Lenin Isser ain't okay. Va'al Yomar Adayan, Natir lo etzeh, Kedesha lo yochal etzeh, V'chayotzi bazehu. Sha'amru, right? So don't do that, because the Pasuk says, Lo Nelmar Mikrazeh, Botzeh Be'ech Li'etz Hashem ala Keneged Aaron, V'chulu, and he quotes this Chazal.
Okay, so he says, don't say that Pshara is referring to anything else other than Dini Mamanis, but this is talking about, the word Botzei is talking about Issa V'Hetra, therefore there is no Pshara that is involved in that. What exactly is the reason? What was Aaron HaKohen Svara? The question that all the Achronim ask on this Gemara. Why was Avodah Zarah better than murder? Right, Aaron says, if it killed me, that would have been done. Finish. Let him do the Hegel. So, maybe you could say, oh, because maybe like the Rishonim that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Sounds like it. Mutav de le'evdu le'egel. Let him serve the Hegel. Right, all the Rishonim on the Torah, notwithstanding that it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. But it sounds that way from the Gemara. It also sounds that Aaron was actively involved. So why is Avodah Zarah worse than Shvichas Damim? So many point out the Maritz Chayis points out here, and others point out here, well, maybe it's based on the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam got what he says from this Gemara. There's a born Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach HaShmiras HaNefesh, in the fourth para. Says the Rambam, in the context of, we're going to learn later on in this Masechta, that is there any type of jail for in Judaism? Do we ever say that they put somebody in jail? It's not one of the Dalai Mises Bezdin, it's not Malkus, it's not... So there is a concept of a kippah, quoted in the Mishnah is later on in Masechta Sanhedrin, for certain Averos. But which Averos? So the Rambam Shita is only a murderer. If there is a murderer that for some reason, you know, we lack certain evidence, but we know he's a murderer, and everybody knows that he's a danger to society. So then we're allowed to put him in this kippah and then feed him certain barley and certain foods, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. So the Rambam in that context says, you don't do this for other people who are chay misas bezdin. Ela im nischay misa mamisa doso vim eino chay misa potroso. Everybody else, either chay misa or you let him go free. But what about a potential murderer or somebody who did? Sha'af alpi sheish avonos chamurin mishvichas damim. Even though there are averos that per se are worse than murder. Ein bahen ashchasas yishavu shel olam kishvichas damim. But there is no avera that destroys society more than murder. Afilu avodah zara. Vein zarech lomar arayos ochilo shabbos. Einon kishvichas damim. Which are the ones that you would have said even? Avodah zara, arayos ochilo shabbos. Those are the ones that we would have picked. She'elu avonos ein me'aver shemin adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, Arias. Aval shvichas damim me'aver shemin adam ben chavero. But murder ben adam lachavero v'chom ishish biyado avon zeh hari zeh rasha gamor ve'ein kal ha'mitzvah she'asa kol yomav shkulin keneged avon zeh v'lo yatzilu oso min adin shenemer adam ashuk b'dam nefesh v'chulu. And how do you know this from? Achav. Ovid Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam. Shari Nehmar Bo, Rak Hol Lo Hayaka Achav. Ukishen Nistra Avonosav Eschuyos Delefnei Elokei Aruchos. As we know, the Navi says, at the end of Sefer Melachim Aleph, when the Navi records, and the beginning of Melachim Beis, where the Achav story is, with Eliyahu HaNavi, Lo Nimsa Avon Shechivo Kliya, why was he Chayev to be destroyed? For Lo Hayasham Dabar Acher Sheshoko Genegdo, that he killed Navos. Tmei Navos, Shenemar Vatetzi Aruach, that Navos' spirit came and took care of him, as we know from the Psukim there. So that's the Aveira. The Rambam says this is the defining mitzvah. The defining Aveira. Says the Maritz Chayis right here. Where the Rambam get that from? Our Gemara. Where Aaron HaKohen says, if murder, if the whole nation is committing a murder, forget it. It's much worse than Avodah Zarah, where there is some hope to bring them back, to do tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik writes here in the Shiuri HaRav, he quotes, what's the difference, Lamaisa, between the two? So he suggests, and why is, can one, not do tshuva, so to speak, for it, says the Rav Soloveitchik. The Avagad, the Bishar Aveir, Shibayad, the Machaveiro, Mahani, Levakish, Mechila, Veslicha, but when it comes to a murderer, how could he ask Mechila? Right, he's not around anymore, Rachmana, let's find. Lagabe Ritzicha, Shagorm La Atzmo Shalo Yuchal Vakish Ben Mechila Bachayev, Yishlama Shagam Lo Toa Mechila Kazel Achamoso. Why? What if somebody, Mamish, really does tshuva? Somebody kills and he changes his whole life. Why isn't tshuva possible? So again, is it me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, in a sense, like the Mishnah says in Chagiga, that once you missed it, you missed it. Once you did it, you did it. Like Mamzerus, you can't bring the person back. So the Rav Soloveitchik says, in a sense, yes, but also there's another idea. He says, even though, v'nira lomar bazeh, v'yafal gav de'in kapara l'rotzeach, let me just add in another question before he relates to it. We have the same discussion by Nesias Kapayim. By duchening, there's a big discussion in the postkim. A Kohen that murder, can he do nosek apayim? No. What if he did tshuva? What if he only did it b'shoging? But there are some deos that say, Avopike, he still has blood on his hands. David HaMelech couldn't build a base of Mikdash. What, he did it b'mezid? No, he had blood on his hands. Right, he fought wars? Right, if he fought wars, but he did it, it might be just, there might be a certain status that is achieved by a murderer, even if he does tshuva, and that cannot be undone. Mikol makom b'sha'asa tshuva, aftalon iskaper, avopaka mimenu shem rasha. He might not be called a rasha halachically, but you can't get full kapara. Even David HaMelech, because this act defines a person, and a person can't fully remove this state. Again, he's not called a rasha in terms of psal edus, in terms of other halachas. You might be mechalik between the two. He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Memtes. We can have the difference between a tzaddik and a bal tshuva. Either way, this is an important discussion about shvichas damim. Okay, last skinny line. Vahani tanoi de poter mayim reishas mother madai shibe. According to these tanoim that don't use the poter mayim pasuk about pshara, about a limit to when you can do pshara, so what do they do use that pasuk for? So kidder Rav Hamnuna, damer Rav Hamnuna, ein tchilas dino shel adam nidon el al divrei Torah. The first thing that we're going to be judged about in the future is Torah, shenemar poter mayim reishas madon. Right, the beginning of the judgment, Mayim, right, Rashi says, Poter HaTorah Me'alav, if a person poters, exempts himself from Mayim, Torah Nimshel Mayim, Reishis Madon, that's going to be the beginning of our judgment. Amar Rav Huna, hi, let's just finish the two dots, hi, Tigra, Dam Yolet Sinora, Debitka, Demaya. Machlokes is like a pipe of water that's going through a dam. Kivan Deravach Ravach. Once it gets a little big and bigger, there's no turning it back. Once a machlokas starts little, but once it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, there's no turning back. It's very hard to turn back. Abayek Shisha Amar, he gives a different mashal. Dami Laguta Tagamla, it's like the plank on a bridge. Keep it to come. Once it gets strengthened, people walk on it and it gets set in its place. Come, it's set. Right, machlokas starts small. Maybe the Gemara is relating this to the Cheta Egel. It starts small, but then it gets bigger and bigger. And bigger. That is the machlokas. We discussed a couple of weeks ago in a parsha shir, the Maharal, in parshas Korach, even the words machlokas and shalom reflect, even the letters. We're not going to get back into that now, but even the letters reflect this idea as well. There's a major question that's asked on this Gemara. Starts with Tosfos. These few lines here are so jam-packed. We really need more time. But the Tosfos already says, really? The first din that we're going to be judged with is Divrei Torah? Don't we remember the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph? Don't we remember, that the first question we're going to be asked is Asata V'Atata Be'emuna, and only after that Kavati Itim LaTorah? Right, so isn't that Astira? Right, this Gemara says Torah is the first, and that Gemara says business is the first. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos says, well, maybe it depends with two different people. Ha'asam Ba'adam She'osik B'Torah Ma'iri. Over there, someone who was constantly involved in Torah. Ela shalom kava itim. But he wasn't kava itim. He was involved in Torah, so Torah is not going to be his first problem. If we weren't osik in Torah, that's going to be the first question. If we were osik in Torah, then we'll do business first. Inami or shalom lo tchila al masa umaton be'emuna. First, the question is going to be about business, but the punishment is going to be about Torah. Yikabotina tchila divrei Torah. Okay. And there are many other answers given to this question. Just to mention one from the Vilna Gaon, from the Gra, that's quoted by a number, including the Maariz Chayis there in Masechta Shabbos. Two Maariz Chayis is within 5 minutes. Pretty unusual dafyomi moment. But either way, it says the Maariz Chayis in the name of the Gra, there in Shabbos Laman Aleph. If you look closely, and this is not the Pashas, I assume the Gra would admit that this is not the Pashas of that Gemara, but as we know, that famous Gemara, the Gemara says there, that same Gemara of the six questions is also the same Gemara that talks about the source of the source of Shas Mishnayos. Where do we get the fact that there are Shas Mishnayos? The Gemara says, V'haya emunas itecha chosin yishuas chachma vadas, right, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which discusses the six, says the Gra, if you look closely, and it's not really even before the Gra. If you look at Rashi, Rashi there alludes to it over there. First, Reish Lakish says, V'haya emunas itecha, emunas the Seder Zerayim, itecha the Seder Moed, v'chulu. And right after that, Amar Rava, B'shasha machnisanos oladin, Omrimlo, Nesadav adatav emunah, kavati dima Torah. There's a parallel, suggests the Gra, based on Rashi, that the six siddurim are parallel to the six questions. And on a deeper level, each of the questions are really asking where you osek in that seder. Because after all, the same word is used. What's the first question? What was the first seder? Emunas, the seder zroim. Same word. Second question. Kavati itim latorah. Itecha, the seder moed. Asakta beperi virivya. That's seder nashim. Tzipisal Yeshua. Yeshua, the seder nezikin. It's the same exact word used. And says the Gra, so maybe on a deeper level, each question is really asking, were we osek in the six sedarim? And that's even alluded to in a Rashi. If we didn't have the Gra, maybe we wouldn't have caught it in the Rashi. But says a Rashi right here, kavata itim lefisha adam tzarach lesatzik b'derech eretz. Fine. Period of Arivia, hainu chosen. That's the seder noshim. That's what Rashi is driving at. See, peace of Yeshua, Ladivri Nevi'im, right? So again, this is not, somebody once said, we can't use this Gra and say, okay, so we don't really have to be honest in business, because really it's only talking about where we osek in Seder, Zeroyim. No, of course we can't forget the postures of the questions. And again, I think we've noted also, they might not even be questions. The Gra starts off by saying, Omrimlo, not Shoalimlo. The answers are going to be known. So Omrimlo, we're going to have to stand up and watch the video of our life. So it's really Omrimlo, but either way, that's what the Gra says. To put the Maritz Chayis put this Gra to answer Tosis's question here. That the first din is going to be on Divrei Torah, because that Gemara is also about Torah on a deeper sense. Okay, we continue. Hahu, two dots. The following, we're about to have many folk sayings. Many folk sayings. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole article about this Amud in the first volume of Reflections, that this Gemara reflects the fact that the Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, Puk Chazi Mayama Dabar, right? Go see how Yisrael is doing, and if you want to know certain deep messages that exist, even for what they're saying, even if they don't realize it, as we'll see. Hodavi Kamer Va'azil. People say, Tuvya Deshama Ve'idish. It's good for somebody who hear their insults and be quiet about it. If they do that, if they don't answer, Chafua Bishtameya. They will remove from themselves 100 bad things. If somebody gets insulted and doesn't answer back, they remove 100 bad things. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kruxiv. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, it's not just a folk saying, right? It's a pasuk. Poter Mayim Reishas Madon. Poter Mayim, if somebody potters themselves from and removes themselves from Machlokes, Reish is Madon, Reish Meya Dinim. Right? They have removed themselves from a hundred dinim. Right? That's the first one. It has to do with the pasuk that we've been talking about, and that's why it is here. If you look in the Margolius Hashas, he quotes beautifully that Poter Mayim, just a little deeper here, he quotes from Amari Levine. Quotes from Amari Levine this idea. That you want to stop bad things, just don't answer when there's a machlokes. Rabbi Levine said, based on the pasuk, "Vani kecheresh lo eshma ukeilim lo yiftach piv." I will be like mute. I won't listen. Ukeilim lo yiftach piv. Ask. That's the pasuk. Says Rabbi Chaim Levine, right? The tzaddik in our time. Shouldn't it be "Ani kecheresh lo eshma ukeilim lo eftach piv"? Why does it say "lo yiftach piv"? Says Rabbi Levine, no, because first, if you don't answer, somebody screams at you. It starts to get you riled up. If you don't answer, then he's going to be quiet. You need two to fight. You need two to argue. If the person is arguing and then you don't say anything, then the whole machlokas is going to finish. Kechemish lo eshma ke'ileim lo yiftach piv. Right? If I need yatzah atzmik ke'eni shomea hasheni lo yiftach piv. And that's what the Gemara says about Bakama, Chavre, Kar Yechamra, somebody calls you a donkey, Uchmi Lagavev, just ignore it. And that's how the Parsha will finish. And that's exactly what it says, Tuvya Deshama Idish, right? If somebody, hears what their insult, if they keep quiet, so then it will be
the whole story will end right then because there won't be anybody to fight with. Okay. Hodavika Amar Va'azel. Atarti Tlas Ganva Lo Miktel. On two or three things, a ganav might not be killed, but, you know, the next time he's going to get it. Amar Le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kruxiv. The Pasuk also says this. Kamar Hashem Al Shlosha Pishay Yisrael V'Yal Arba Lo Ashivenu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to let him get away three or four times, going to let him get away more than that? No, the ganav will get it in the end. The Marsha says, why two or three? That's the Machlokes. How much is a Chazaka? Is a chazaka two times, three times, Rebbe or Shogam Leo. Good. Hodavik Amarva Azel, number three. Shave Beiri Lashalmana, the Chad Eleven Bish. Six pits for somebody who is a tzaddik and will still have shalom. But one pit, the evil person will fall in. Amalei Shmuel Rebbe Yehuda, Kruxiv, Kitshevet Ipol Tzaddik Vakam, Verashi Ipol Ba'achas. Right, or Rosham Yikashelu Barah. Whatever the pasuk is, right? Whatever the version is. So again, a tzaddik should be saved from many takalas, but a rasha will fall right in. Hodavikar Rav Azel to Azel Mibei Dino Shakal Glima. If somebody walks out of court after losing the case, his coat was taken. Lizmar Zamer Velezel Baruch. They should sing a song. Don't be so upset. Sing a song that you have something of somebody else's. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kruxiv Vagam Kalam Azeh. The whole Am that used to leave Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, whether they were convicted or acquitted, Al Makomo Yovel B'Shalom. They're all in peace because they're all happy leaving Moshe Rabbeinu's bastard. Hodavikam Rav Azel. He Naima V'Tikula Shafil. If a woman falls asleep, the basket on her head is going to fall down. Meaning, if somebody's lazy, their work is not going to get done. Amar Leishmol Rav Yehuda Kruxiv Ba'atzaltayim Yimacha Mikareh. In laziness, the roof is going to fall. V'Gomer. Hodavikam Rav Azel. Gavra Derachitzna Alei. The person that I relied on. Adi Elgzizi Vakam lifted up his fist against me. You can't always trust everybody. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kruxiv Gam Ishlomi Asher Batachti Bo the Gomer he turned against me. So again, you know, Bitachon only in Hakadosh Baruch will last forever. Hodavik Amar Va'azel Ki Rechamtin Haviyazi. When we loved each other, Rashi says it's talking about a husband and wife. The Ben Yoyada says it's talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Haviyaziza when ki rechaptid ki haviyaziza when our love was strong. Aputya de safsira shchiven. We could sit on the edge of a sword. We were so connected. Hashad lo aziza rechimtin. Now that our love is not strong, purya barshisin garmidi lo sagilon. A bed of 60 cubits is not big enough. Right, you know, we have to, when we can't get along, the town isn't big enough for the two of us. Amar Avuna Kraiksiv, your Avuna says also, is based on Psukim. Mei Karaksiv, how do you know that? First it quotes, Hashem can talk to us from a tiny space, from on top of the Kaporas. Vitanya Aratish, the Kaporas Tevach, Arikanasara. A little space above ten Tvachim. Viksiv, and then it says, by the describing the first base of Migdash in Malachim, the house that Shlomo built, Shishimama Arka, Ve'asher Machma, Ve'shloshimama Kamaso, Ulobasov Ksiv, and what does it say? At the end of Yeshayahu in the last parak, by the Churban, it's not big enough. Komar Hashem, Shemayim Kisiv, Ha'aretz Adom Raglai, Eze Ba'ezer Shetivnu Li, Ve'gomer. So when we're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we lose it. Ben Yoyada discusses beautifully the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and when things are going well, we're so close, and when things are not going well, things aren't great. He quotes, what exactly are the exact measurements though also? He says, when our love is great, so then, even on the edge of a sword looks like a, the sword is like, it looks like a vav. So that's good, right? That's fine. That's all we need. But hashad lo aziza, if our love is not strong, then even if we would learn, he quotes, 60 mesechtes, shu talmud gadol lo sagilan. Connects it to the Mishnah and the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot more, but these are all of the statements that are said. Rav Soloveitchik also adds the fact that Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda each time, there's a pasuk. He says, what's a nafkamina? It's a davar shebikdusha, these statements. You're not allowed to say it in a bathroom. It's not just a folk saying, but it is based on a pasuk. Continue. Getting back to what we started off with before. My mashma dahai lo sagur lishta to kedushehu. We said, don't gather in your words. Lo taguru mipnei ish.
Right? So, oh, how do you know that gur means to gather? Amar Nachman Amar Krav, a yayin lo sishtav lo segor, Ravach Amar Yaakov Amar mehacha tachin v'kaitz lachma agra v'katzir machala, the animal gathers in the summer to prepare, Ravach Amar Yidravika Amar mehacha oger v'kaitz ben maskil. Good. MS Mamon Yire Simen. There's what to say on that, but we don't have time right now. Amr Shua Rachmani Amr Bionasan called Dayan Shadon Din MS Lamito Masha Shchina Bi Yisrael. If a Dayan is done, it did MS. So Masha Shchina Bi Yisrael. The Dayan brings the Shchina. Dayan brings the Shchina. Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel Bekerva Elohim Yishpot. V'chol Dayan Should Eino Don Din MS Lamito. And if he doesn't, Garim Lashchina should the Salim Yisrael. The Shchina is going to leave. Shenemar Mishodan Iyim Ein Kasav Yonim. Atakum Yomar Hashem. If we cause pain to the poor, to have Yonim, and we cause them to lose money unjustly, Hashem says, I'm leaving. Atakum Yomar Hashem. What does it mean, Don Din MS La'amito? Tosa says, Balbaster, it means La'afuke Din Miruma. What if the Dayan accepts everything and the Eidim, but he knows there's something fishy? He can't put his finger on it, but he knows somebody's lying, even though he can't prove it. Din Miruma, he's not allowed to judge. He has to say, sorry, there's something wrong here. Don din emes la'amito. Right, even if everything is there, but he still can't. There's an interesting opposite halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Chav Dalet discusses, what if a dayan knows the halacha in Dinim Amanis, but he's just lacking some evidence, but he knows this guy is lying? Then he's allowed to act based on umdana in certain cases. It's kind of the opposite of a din maruma. The dayan has some flexibility in both directions in the world of Dinim Amanis, based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. In the world of Isser v'Hetter, he can't. He can't give somebody Malchus unless there's Edim. He can't not give somebody Malchus if the Edim say that he's Chayev. So again, this is the Din Meruma and the opposite of a Din Meruma. The Ian Yaakov also here talks about the Hashras HaShchina that we bring when we done a Din Emes. He says, because the Malachim said when we were created, when we weren't Emesdik. Remember that Medrash and Gracious that, the Malachim said, don't create man. But once we do MS, then we're giving our Kodesh Baruch Hu a reason, a good reason for having created us, and therefore we are a shutif in my sabracious, so to speak. The Minchas Asher also, Rav Asher Weiss, in the Hagdama to one of his Shuvah Svarim, Ba'arichus, talks about this Chazal. Good. Yamar Shwal Bar Nachmeni Amar Bionasan. Call Dayan Shenotam Yizev Enosin Lazeh. Shalok Kedin. If a Dayan messes up a Din Imamanis on purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no tell me men on Afsho. Hashem takes his soul. Shenemar Al Tig Zaldol Kidalhu. Fatadaka Ani B'Sha'ar. Sha'ar is a reference to where the judges used to sit. Ki Hashem Yarivivam. V'Kavas Koveyam Nefesh. Hashem's going to take the soul. Yamar Shwal Bar Nachmeni Amar Bionasan. Lolam Yiro Adayan Asvo Kilu Cherem Munachas Lo Ben Yarkosav. A Dayan should see a sword between his legs. V'Gehenem Psuchalo Mitachtav. And Gehenem open up under him. Shneemar. Hine Mitaso Shel Shlomo. Shishim Gemar B'Savav Lo. V'Gemar Yisrael. Right around Shlomo's bed. Right? The 60 strong men. Kula Machuze Cherem. V'Lum De Melchama. Ishchar Ba'al Yerecho. V'Pachad Ba'Lelos. From the, right? Shlomo had the fear of night. V'Pachta Shel Gehenem. Shedom Alo Laila. Right, we say this pasuk in the Kriya Shema Lamita, but this is a reference because it says night, but night also can mean Gehenim, and therefore that's the Malum de Melchama, those are fighting the war of Torah, as Rashi says. Darash Rabbi Yosef Itamer Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my dechsev base David Karmar Hashem Dino Laboker Mishpat Vitzilu Gozel Miad Osheg. What is that pasuk referring to? The Chiba Boker Danin. It says Dino Laboker Mishpat. You only judge in the morning. Valo Kalayomei Danin. The whole day is good for judgment. Ela im baruchah davar kaboker amrehu. If it's as clear to you as it is the morning, then you could judge the din. V'im lav al tomrehu. Like we said before, this fits into the fact that it was against din meruma earlier. Or if chiyah bar abba amar bionasan mehacha emar lachachma achosiat. Say to chachma, you are my sister. What does that mean? Im baruchah davar kachoscha. She has sura lacha. If it's clear to you, like your sister is your sister, that she's usher to you, amrehu. V'im lav al tomrehu. And if not, don't say it. Margolis Hayam Sham here, Margolis Hayam here quotes, he looks at, look in the Deres Elio in Shoftim. He talks about why does it give two Mishalim, mourning and sister? Says the Gra, a Dayan has to be an expert in Torah and an expert in life. And that's Achoscha and Boker. Achoscha means halachically, us or Torah. Mourning means life. Right, if a diet is not an expert in life, in knowing how people act, in knowing behaviors, and things like that, so he's not going to be a successful dying also. Right? He has to be know the world as well. When there are people, 10 people judging, then the fact that there might be a mistake made, Hashem will hold all 10 equally responsible. Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Why wouldn't he? It also applies to a Talmud if sitting in front of the Rebbe. Meaning you might think, oh, the Talmud has less responsibility. No, he does. If he thinks the Rebbe is doing something wrong, he has to say to the Rebbe, I think that one is doing something wrong. Rav Huna kaviyasi din lekame. That's why Rav Huna, when he used to have a din, michnifu maisi asar rabbanon mi beirav. He got 10 rabbis all together from the yeshiva. Amar ki heche delimti shiva mikshura, so that the sawdust from the board falls on all of us. Meaning, if there's something wrong, we'll all take it together. Right? He's going to split the punishment chas v'shalom if there is a mistake. Rav Ashi ki avi asi trifta kalakamei, when Rav Ashi had a treifa come in front of him, michliv amaisi lulukulu tabchi demasa machsia, he got all the tabachim. Who are the tabachim? Rashi says bekiin betreifos. Not the butchers, don't know the halacha. We used to have them all there. Amar ki heched lit the shiva b'kshura, so that if I make a mistake, or if we make a mistake, it could be on all of us. Ki asar of dimi amar darish of Nachman bar Kohen. My dechsev melech b'mishpat ya'amit aretz v'ish trumos yaharsena. What does it mean that a melech in judgment makes the world stand, but a person who takes trumos, who takes gifts, will destroy it. Im dayan doma lamelech sheinat tzarach leklum ya'amit aretz. If a dayan is like a king who doesn't need anything. Right, he has everything. Right, Rashi says he's a baki and din, and he's malei chachma, and he's an ashir. Then that yamid eretz. V'im doma lekohen shemechazer bebeis agranos yarasena. But if he's like a kohen who takes bribes, who can be influenced, then he's going to destroy the world. Right, this amud is all about the how a dayan has to act. Tebe nesia okmudayna de lavigamir. One time, the nasi's house appointed a dayan that was not learned. So he was told to Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who was the Meturgamon, right, who was like basically the announcer of the Dayan, go stand and be the announcer for him. And, you know, announce what he says. He did, and he didn't say anything because he didn't know anything. He was an Amaretz. Pazak v'yamar, so the Meturgamon gets up and says, Hoy Amar la'eta kitza. How can you say to a piece of wood to wake up? Uri la'evin domeim. Right, wake up, silent stone. Hu yoreh. Hideu tafuz zav akesev. It's just lined with gold and silver. V'charuach ein bekirbo. Right, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. But also talking about this Dayan who doesn't know anything. V'yasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lipar mima amidin. Hashem will pay back those who appoint the inappropriate judges. Sheneamar, because right after that it says, Hashem beichal kacho has bipanav kal haaretz. Right, Hashem will get involved in this. Period. Amrei Shlakish, continuing the same theme. Kolamamid Dayan ala Tzibur, or if not, She'eno Hagun, Kilonotea Asherah B'Yisrael. Whoever appoints a Dayan that is not appropriate is as if he's planting an Asherah tree in Klal Yisrael. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says, Koshoftim V'shochim Titein Lecha V'samech Le'et. Right at the beginning of Shoftim, Losita Lecha Asherah Kaleitz, there's an amazing Meshachachma there in the beginning of Shoftim that talks about the connection between these two ideas. How Karbanos are all about, they're not for Hashem. We don't give Hashem anything. And that's why the Mizbeach is made out of stone, not wood. Because wood grows, you have to water wood. Stone is just there, you don't give it anything. So therefore, that's the message of not having an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach. But it's the same idea. A Dayan has to be like stone, not able to be influenced. And if we appoint a Dayan that is influenced, so it's like planting an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. The same type of idea. Feel free to look there. Amar Avashi, B'makam Sheish Tamidei Chachamim. And if there are other rabbis that could have taken the job, Kilunato Eitam Mizbeach. Not just in Asherah, but even next to the Mizbeach. Shenemar Eitam Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Period. So a little bit more. Ksiv, Lo Sasani Ti Elohei Chesed Elohei Zav. Do not make for me golden and silver gods. Elohei Chesed Elohei Zav Udolo Avdi Hadeit Shari. You're allowed to make wooden gods? Just not gold and silver. Amar Avashi, Eloa haba bishvil kesef, ve'eloa haba bishvil zav. Judges who come for gold and silver, who are able to be bribed, that's the problem. Rav, last section for today. Rav ki aviyasi lebeit dino, when Rav used to come to be a judge, and he wanted to make sure he had his anava, his humility, Amar hachi to say to himself, or even before that, yeah, Bira usnav she'elok talanothik, by my own free will I'm going to be killed, meaning if I mess up, v'tzavi beisi lesu avid, and I don't have anybody to take care of the needs of my family, v'reken lebeisi ayil, and I go in empty to my house, v'levai shedei biya ki yitziah, my going into the court case should be just like going out of the court case. Meaning, just like I haven't made a mistake yet, I don't want to make a mistake in a few minutes. Ki avichazi ambuad abasre, when he used to see the huge gathering, they used to gather to give him kavod. Amar, he says, im yalo shamayim siyo v'gomer kiglalo lanetzach yovetz. He says a pasuk that is all about the lowliness of man. Marzucha chasida, ki avimachasvile, b'shavsa derigla, when they used to put him on their shoulders. Amar achi, he said, la'ol olam chosen, v'imnez l'dar badar. Right, it's not coming with me. All these riches and all this covet is not coming with me, and therefore I don't take it for, I don't take it that it's really about me. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Maybe we'll pick up with Darash Bar Kapara by the Shem next time as we pick up. Again, there's a lot here. We did what we can, but we'll have to stop here. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleimah, Tova Matel, Baschana Etel.